Good morning, happy Friday, and happy Quick Cuts. Jason, any mail?
Yes, sir. Ryan, we have a letter from Blue Beetle 3000.
Okay.
Another Sholo fan in
You
our
really
midst.
Need to stop that. I fan cast him in like two things, and I won't hear the end of it now.
He's got a little bit of a man crush, ladies and gentlemen.
I really don't.
Blue Beetle 3000 asks, says, "What's up? I love Beverly Hills Cop and am psyched about BH4 Axel F. So hoping it redeems the garbage fire that was Beverly Hills 3. Eddie doesn't always deliver these days, but man, I'm thinking this is his chance to shine bright once again with a great role we all love him in.
Yeah.
What are your feelings about this long-awaited sequel?"
Yeah, I didn't really hold out hope for it because it just felt like Eddie getting on the money train, and then I saw the trailer.
Sure.
And so many familiar faces. Paul Reiser and John Ashton and Judge is back, and I was very tickled. Just when they ended that trailer with a shot of the three guys in the car.
Yes.
And the classic setup from the first two films, I was very comforted in my nostalgic movie loving heart.
Yes.
So I have to say I'm begrudgingly getting excited for that. I'm looking forward to seeing what that's going to be. I do have some hopes.
Yeah.
They're just so fun. I hope we get from this what we're not getting from the Ghostbusters films these days. I haven't seen Frozen Empire, but I feel like they've forgotten. Like, this is not some mega franchise that you need to revisit nostalgia upon. Like, they're just goofy, stupid movies. And Beverly Hills Cop, he's just a funny guy. He's not supposed to be this mega action star. They've got those in there, but I watch them honestly more for the comedy than
sure.
the bullets.
Well, and that's where I think Eddie Murphy, young Eddie Murphy, is probably most successful, is through the comedic moments and less about being the action star. And that's especially with the first two Beverly Hills Cops films. That's what really set them apart, is these are comedies with, 10, maybe 15 minutes of action kind of dripped in there. And so
yeah.
I think if they can stick with that same direction and vision for these being comedies and really focusing on Axel and the relationships
yeah.
that he's built, I think this could be really successful. I'm always hesitant when it's a Netflix original.
I know.
I have reservations, but I have high hopes. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. If you can get the casting right, that's the biggest win to me. That's the first step, is keep the continuity.
Yeah. And I would absolutely agree with Blue Beetle that, man, oh man, Beverly Hills Cop 3 it just missed the mark.
Yeah.
It did not hold the same magic as the first two.
There's lots of reasons why that didn't work. And number one is Eddie Murphy did not want it to work.
Sure.
But I'm hoping he's invested this time.
It feels like he could be.
Go back to what works, Eddie. Thanks for the question. We will follow up on this later when it comes out.
Absolutely.
We'll talk to you soon.
Quick Cuts out.